I mean, FARDC has launched some operations in the territory of Walikale and the territory of Masisi. In Walikale, the operation is against Maimai Cheka, who are controlling a lot of mining areas in that region. And in the Masisi area, it's against Maimai from APCLH, which stands for Alliance for Sovereign and Patriotic Congo, led by a warlord called Janvier Kairiri. So MONUSCO has decided to clear the axis going from Kashebere to, from Pofi to Kashebere along the Walikale road that leads to Goma, because for a long time it was controlled by these Maimai groups. So the operation has gone so well. And what we can say, actually, we are supporting FARDC, who the Congolese forces are currently controlling all the groupments of Ihana and Utunda, plus the mining area of Angoa, which was some kind of stronghold for my Cheka elements. In total, we see the Congolese forces have retaken at least 20 villages in those two groupments of Ihana and Utunda. So we can say that some positive outcomes are observed on the ground regarding the protection of civilians, and we are committed to work closely and in a very, very strong cooperation with the Congolese forces in order to neutralize all these armed groups that are causing exactions against the population. So this is the aim of the operation, to neutralize Maimai Cheka and the Maimai from APCLS in that area.
What are the residents of those 20 villages reacting to this military success? And if I may ask, I heard reports that MONUSCO is helping to train some of these villages about conflict resolution, among other issues.
Yes, what I can say is, this is a huge relief for the populations living in that area, because, as you know, they've been under pressure, they've been under violence, indiscriminate violence from these armed groups operating in that area. So which means that now, progressively, the Congolese forces, backed by the UN force, are restoring the state authority in those areas. So this is in line also with MONUSCO concept of islands of stability, which means we need to neutralize all armed groups in those areas in order to facilitate the restoration of the state authority in those areas. So this is our commitment, and this is what we are doing in a very close and fruitful cooperation with the FARDC on the ground.
The issue of the voluntary surrender by the FDLR appeared to be going on well. What has been the snag? What has been the challenge? And how is MONUSCO helping the FARDC to resolve this challenge?
Oh, yes. This is an initiative from the Congolese government, supported, and I can say fully backed by the mission by MONUSCO in order to facilitate a peaceful surrender of these Rwandan rebels who have been living in the east of DRC for 20 years, since the genocide in 1994. So I can say that this is a very positive move. And as long as the FDLR has expressed the intent to surrender peacefully to MONUSCO and to the Congolese government, in order to be repatriated for some who are willing to be repatriated, and some other solutions are being found for those who are not going to be repatriated. But anyway, MONUSCO is supporting the whole process logistically, by providing security for the transit to the transit camps, security to for the convoys that are taking the FDLR from one point to another point. We are also supporting medically by providing medical assistance, food, shelter. We are supporting with our transit camps in order to have a very peaceful and quick move of this process. And we just need to just thank the whole international community, but also all other actors like the International Conference for the Great Lakes Region, or the South African Development Community, and other partners who are all involved in order to make these things happen, because it has been a long time since these rebels are in the Congolese soil and the population have been suffering. So peaceful surrender is what we are looking for. But what thing needs to be said? I mean, in Luanda lately, 6 months have been given as a deadline for FDLR to surrender, because in the force we have another option. They surrender. If the surrender process doesn't go well, we have the option of the military pressure in order to obtain them. So, if you see them willing to go to a peaceful surrender, this is what everybody is expecting, and we just have to support the whole process in order to end the suffering of the population of North and South Kivu.